Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and variations thereupon, welcome to Burdoo Springs, a mostly quiet Australian country town, halfway between here and who cares where, in a time between then and sometime else. Let's pay them a visit, maybe stay a while, and enjoy the rich tapestry of this small, bucolic country town, as the locals prepare for one of the biggest events on the social calendar, the Burdoo Springs Country Ladies Union Farm Safety Fundraising Spring Gala Ball. It's Friday morning, and another beautiful sunny day in Burdoo Springs, where everyone knows everyone, and we're just one big happy town. We'd best take cover.
Susan, still alive, I see.
Well, you know it's only to spite you, Heather.
No need on my account. Anyway, mustache. I have a radio station to run.
Well, it must be awful having to work for a living.
Well, not all of us can earn our money on our backs.
I was married to him, as you well know.
Oh, yes. You inherited the money. How could I forget?
Well, I didn't want to be like your mother.
You cow.
Morning, ladies. Everything okay?
Good morning, Sergeant Quambi. Everything is just fine. Susan and I were having a quick chat before my radio program starts. Mustache.
Carry on.
All fur coat and wearing knickers, just like her mother.
Inheritance, my ass. The nerve of that woman.
It's coming up to 11 a.m. Friday morning. We know what that means. Another Country Ladies Hour at Radio 3BS is about to start as Heather Blythe, station owner, Country Ladies Union president, and self-appointed bastion of style and etiquette for Burdoo Springs, arrives.
Good morning, Miss Blythe.
Where are the show scripts?
On your desk.
Right. Yourself a journalist, girl. Learn to write, for God's sake. Pharmacy is spelt with a PH, not an F. Poppy, I really don't have time to interpret your hieroglyphics.
Huh?
Just tell me what's going on this week.
Oh, well, Carol's discussing the Spring Gala Ball, and Macca, of course, to talk about this week's football match.
We have that every week, obviously. Why is it so hard to get good help? Sally, you're the producer. Produce, for goodness sake.
Well,
enough. Poppy, who's our guest this week? And they had better be someone interesting. Last week's suicide prevention person had me jumping off the top of the building.
This week we have Trevor...
Oh, no. Not bloody Trevor. Farm Tractor Jones. God help me. Get me a coffee and make it strong and start showing some initiative, girl.
No one told me that I had to show initiative.
I'm sorry I'm running late, Heather. Traffic was hell this morning.
You live across the street, Carol.
Yes, but I had to wait for Trevor to park his tractor.
Oh, very well. Let's get this show on the road.
And we are live in 3, 2...
Good morning, Burdoo Springs, and welcome to the 3BS Country Ladies Hour. We have a packed show this morning with some very special guests. And as always, the delightful Carol is joining me in the passenger seat. Good morning, Carol. What's happening on the show this morning?
Well, good morning, Heather. How are you on this lovely Burdoo Springs day? This morning, we have an update from the Ladies Union Fundraising Subcommittee, and as it's Friday, Macca is here with all the news from the Burdoo Budgies. Go the Budgies. Oh, that's right. Our special guest this week is Trevor Jones, with a fascinating conversation about his farm tract collection, one that I'm sure no one will want to miss.
Just wonderful. Carol, thank you. So let's kick things off with an update from the Burdoo Springs Country Ladies Union Farm Safety Spring Gala Ball Fundraising Subcommittee.
Well, as you know, fundraising is going extremely well at the moment. In fact, last week alone, we raised another $42. Oh. An amazing effort by the team, even if I do say so myself.
Amazing, indeed.
Oh, yes, Heather. And we don't have long until the Spring Gala Ball. Don't forget to get your tickets, Badoo Springs.
And just to remind our listeners, what are we fundraising for again?
Farm safety, Heather, which I'm sure you'll agree is a matter close to all of our hearts. Over the years, so many of our nearest and dearest have succumbed to tragic farm accidents. Much like your dear mother's employer, old Mr. Smythe. May God rest that man's soul in peace.
Yes, indeed. And what are you planning for this week's fundraising?
Oh, Heather, a cake store.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose they are becoming quite well known, aren't they?
Well, we like to think so.
And what special treats can we look forward to this week?
Well, this week I have developed my own formulation, a potato and carrot caramel cake. I tested it out on my neighbour and she thought it was quite unusual.
Goodness, that does sound special. Mm-hmm. And caramel is so popular at the moment.
It is, yes.
I'm sure it will disappear in no time. And where can we find your delicious creations?
Well, tomorrow we'll be at the football match, so our listeners can support the Badoo Budgies and enjoy some of my deliciously sinful cake. All for a good cause.
Thanks, Carol. Sounds like we had better get in early to enjoy some of your potato and carrot caramel cake. Speaking of football, next we have Macca with an update on what's happening with the Badoo Budgies.
Which line?
Line one.
Hello? Oh, hello, Macca. How are things at the abattoir? Mm-hmm. Mm. And Rosie, how's she doing this week?
We're on air.
Sorry, Heather.
Good morning, Macca. How are we today?
I'm fine, thanks, Heather.
Now, what can Badoo Springs expect from the Budgies this week?
Well, as you know, the team are facing their challenges.
They haven't won a game this year, have they?
Heather!
Oh, that's a bit harsh, Heather. The boys are still finding that single focus that they can all aim for, but they are coming together as a team, heading in the right direction, and the whole plan is getting really, well, in fact, Heather, I feel as though we've stuck a whole new set of wings on the Budgies.
I'm sure it'll be just like the phoenix rising itself.
Huh?
Thanks, Macca. I hope your new wings will see you flying somewhere new.
Thanks, Heather.
It's 4:15 here at 3BS, the heart of Badoo Springs, and I see that it's time for our special guest, Carol.
Yes, it most certainly is, Heather. Trevor is just outside and ready to enthrall us with a hobby that most of us can relate to.
Oh, Carol, who can't relate to farm tractors? Bring him in.
Sorry about that, Heather. A bit of the old asthma. Lucky for me, I have my puffer with me. Don't know where I'd be without it.
Deb, we're just so glad you could make it. For those of you who don't know Trevor, he would have to be the district's preeminent farm tractor collector. Isn't that right?
Oh, well, not strictly true. I would say that I am the preeminent farm tractor collector for tractors from the interwar years. That's 1918 to 1939 for our younger viewers. The local pre-World War I farm tractor collector aficionado, if I may use that word, is of course George Keats.
Oh, of course it is. How could we forget George? And apologies, George, if you're listening. Hard to believe that there are two of you in the district. Must call some rivalries at times.
No.
Right then, Trevor, what's happening in the world of farm tractor collecting?
Heather, you just won't believe it, but I managed to get my hands on a 1924 Wallace tractor only last month. Now, most people get the 1924 and the 1922...
Oh, she's such a bitch. Oh,
Pops, I know, but she does own the station.
No, really. She wanders around town with her airs and graces, but honestly, she's just as common as the rest of us.
Speak for yourself.
You know the rumours, don't you?
I'm not sure I need to hear this, Pops.
Well, you know, I'm not one to gossip, but apparently her mother had an affair with old man Smythe. Oh, may he rest in peace.
Poppy Fowler, stop right there. You shouldn't be talking about her like this.
So I heard from old Mrs. Truffle at the New Jasons, who heard it from Mrs. Carnegie at the Haberdashery Emporium, who had it on good authority from Miss Cunningham, you know, before she left town due to that pregnancy. Mm. But that's another story. Anyway, you know how Susan inherited some of old man Smythe's money after his son Simon died a month after their wedding? Apparently, Heather is really the daughter of old man Smythe, and that's why she'd come back to town after he died, to collect half his money. Susan has never forgiven her, and they've been sworn enemies ever since, and that's how she bought the station and Bluestone House. But you can't say anything because according to young Miss Fairchild from Fairchild, Fairchild and Daughter, oh, by the way, she joined the firm while you were away, Heather threatens to sue anyone for slander that dares utter a word about the whole situation.
Poppy, this is so ridiculous. Stop right now.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Heather. So now you can see why the 30 horsepower 1924 Wallace tractor is far superior.
Fascinating, Trevor.
I know. And now I am transforming this little beauty back to her former glory. She will get pride of place in my shed when she's finished.
I can imagine people will be just beating a path to your shed very soon.
Oh, Heather, you have no idea.
I'm sure I don't.
Sorry to interrupt, Heather, but we have a caller online who wants to ask Trevor a question.
There is a God. Thanks, Carol. Put them through.
Go ahead, caller.
What I don't understand is why you're doing this, Trevor. You don't have a farm, so why collect farm tractors? It's weird, Trevor. Just weird. It's not like you use them at all. And who uses a 30 horsepower tractor these days, anyone? No one, that's who. Get a real hobby, Trevor. And stop annoying everyone with your bloody tractors. No one cares, Trevor. No one.
My. Who knew people would be so passionate about farm tractors?
Our audience are a passionate lot, aren't they?
Well, if anyone wants to pop out and enjoy the amazing world of farm tractors, everyone knows where I am.
You'll be absolutely inundated.
And if you want a special tour, Heather,
oh, for God's sake, Trevor, it's over. My passion for farm tractors, that is. Oh, Carol, is it time for the news yet?
No, Heather, that's at 8:30.
I still love...
Still on air, Trevor. Carol, I noticed the other day that your hydrangeas are looking magnificent. I'm sure our listeners would love to know your secret.
Manure, Heather, and lots of it.
After the radio show, Carol has a list of shopping to do. And thankfully, she's all organised for the cake stall this week.
Right. Chops, potatoes, carrots, some sugar. I think that's the list. Come on, Ducky. You've got a lot to do today. Yoo-hoo, Jack. Oh, hi, Susan.
Carol, how are you?
Oh, busy as ever, you know, with the radio show. I just popped in to get some chops for dinner. Is Jack around?
He's just out back getting some kidneys for me.
Oh, how lovely. I might get some to have with my chops.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Haver. Lewis, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jack, it's fine. I'm still getting used to it myself.
So you haven't heard from him?
Oh, no. Thank goodness. I signed the papers a few weeks ago. I hope he's very happy with the barmaid from Goona.
I doubt his liver will survive that relationship.
He did like a drink.
Well, I think you're better off without him, after all you did for him.
I don't know about that.
There's your kidneys, Mrs. Smith-Smythe. I've put them on your account.
Thanks, Jack. Are you and the budgies ready for the game tomorrow?
Ready as we'll ever be, Carol.
Could I have 2 lamb chops and a kidney, please?
Coming right up.
And how are the ball preparations coming along, Susan? After the way that you managed to get us all to agree, I still don't know how you did that.
Oh, Carol, that was the easy part. I'm having trouble getting everyone to commit to volunteering, though. I think you're all afraid of another Sherry incident.
Oh, yes. Very unfortunate, wasn't it?
Well, Madam wouldn't be told.
Just between you and me, she did mention to me after the show that she's quite convinced that this year's ball will be a disaster.
Oh, she's such a car.
Look, I've got a bit on my plate with the fundraising committee, but I'll help you out where I can. Why don't you ask Edie? She's good at getting things moving.
Great idea, Carol. I'll probably bump into her at the football. Jack, is your mum coming tomorrow?
I think so. She's out shooting rabbits today.
Oh, my. She's so practical, your mother, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, do send her our regards. Hopefully we'll see her at the match.
Will do. There's your chops and kidney on your account.
Thanks, Jack.
Good luck for tomorrow, Jack.
Thanks, Mrs. Smith-Smythe, Mrs. Lewis.
That's Miss Lewis. Thank you, Mr. Dover.
Jack's fine. Mr. Dover's my dad's name.
Of course. Toodaloo, Jack.
It's Saturday afternoon, which can only mean one thing in this town. Everyone meets at the Purdue Springs Football Oval, where old rivals battle it out. And a football match is played.
Edie, what a surprise. I haven't seen you at the football for ages. How have you been?
Oh, this bloody drought, Heather. I went shooting yesterday and there was hardly anything around. Bagged a couple of rabbits, but that's about it.
Well, I don't think that watching the budgies getting slaughtered is going to lift your spirits.
Well, probably not, but you never know.
What is it this week? 10 losses in a row? Maybe this week will be different.
Yeah, they'll be as terrible as always.
Yes, very unfortunate.
Oh, did you hear that old Mrs. Carnegie is retiring and selling up the haberdashery emporium?
Really? I thought she died last year.
Oh, Heather.
Oh, it's hard to keep up with all the comings and goings around here. Although lately there seems to be more goings than comings.
Well, yes, true. And how are the arrangements coming along for the spring gala ball?
You'll have to ask Susan about that. That's her little project. No doubt she'll be coming around on the hunt for volunteers soon.
Well, they could use some practicality this year after the disaster of last year's ball.
Yeah.
Not that that was any of your fault, Heather.
Well, really, one could hardly be held responsible for running out of beer. Who knew that 2 glasses per person wasn't enough? And why no one touched the dry sherry is beyond me.
I'd say that the budgies would know, given that they drank all the beer in the first 10 minutes of the night.
Anyway, the Country Ladies Union unanimously voted that Susan should be head of the organising subcommittee. So I guess they don't need my presidential hand to steer that particular ship.
Well, there's a first for everything.
Pardon?
Well, you know how hard it is to get the ladies' union to agree on anything.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, there's Carol.
Oh, what flavour is it this week?
Potato and carrot caramel.
Good God, what is going on in that woman's head?
I dread to think.
Afternoon, ladies. Lovely day for it. Or have you tried my cake yet?
Oh, it's still a bit more.
Just I've had lunch.
Maybe later.
Well, don't leave it too long. It always seems to disappear quickly. Anyway, I must dash back to the cake store. Toodaloo!
It disappears quickly because she eats it all.
Rosie, how's things?
Afternoon, Edith. Heather, nice day for it.
Rosie, poor thing. How are you coping?
Sorry?
With the closing of the haberdashery emporium, what will you do for a job now? Mrs. Carnegie has been so wonderful to you. What will the town do without a haberdashery emporium? Where will we get our smalls?
News travels fast. Thanks for your concern, Heather. I'm sure I'll land on my feet somehow.
Oh, of course, my dear.
I guess makers' work at the abattoir will keep us going for a little while. Mrs. Carnegie's got the store listed with the agent, so hopefully someone will take over and rescue your smalls.
Hmm. Maybe I should have a chat with the agent.
So, Rosie, what surprises has your husband got planned to lead the budgies to victory this afternoon?
Lee, the budgies have new wings this week.
Macca tries very hard, Heather, and gives up a lot of time coaching his team.
Oh, of course he does, my dear. It's just that we never seem to win. Here we go. Yay, the budgies.
What are you guys doing? Get in there, you bunch of schoolgirls! Get in behind and pass the ball! Pass it! No!
Well, Rosie's passionate about the game, as always. You wonder where that comes from, don't you?
All right, Jekyll and Hyde.
Don't just stand there! Move!
I just can't believe that. We should have won that match. All we needed was for the full forwards to be more aggressive, and that handballing needs to tighten up. Some more forward pressure and a focus on clean passes and kick accuracy. You know what they say, train hard, play easy.
Perhaps you should talk to the coach.
Hilarious.
Well, there's always next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, another resounding victory for the Guna Goannas with a final score of 87-12. Congratulations to the Goannas. And remember, all profits from the post-match barbecue are going to the Farm Safety Fund to help save the good folk of Padu Springs from tragic farm accidents, a cause close to all of our hearts.
So again, another loss, another reason to drown the sorrows, another post-match analysis. Cheers.
Jack, great game. I thought you played very well.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Shame about the scores, though.
Well, you know, we're here for the fun, not the glory.
Well, you're certainly on the right team, then. Where's your sister today?
Oh, hi, Miss Blythe. She's here. Over there. Kate!
Hey, Mum. Miss Blythe, enjoy the game?
It lived up to everyone's expectations.
I thought Jack did very well.
He was the only one to score any goals.
That's what I mean.
I think Macca needs to redesign those wings.
Incoming, 12 o'clock, Heather.
Oh, God. Time to powder the nose.
Come on, Kate, I'll help you with the barbecue.
Hello, Susan.
Afternoon, lady.
Enjoy the match?
Well, I only come with social interaction these days. It's all too depressing otherwise.
Unfortunately,
I haven't seen Madam trotting her airs and graces around.
Oh, you just missed her.
What a shame. Gone off for a sherry, has she?
She has done a lot for the town.
Only if it benefits herself.
True. She cornered poor Rosie earlier to find out what was happening with the Emporium.
Oh, really? What's happening? Is Mrs. Carnegie finally retiring? She's kept the town small for as long as I can remember.
Yes, apparently. It's listed with the agent, so she must be serious this time. Rosie tried to keep up a brave face in front of Heather, but I could tell she's worried.
Mm, interesting. You know that woman isn't happy unless she's upsetting someone.
Yes. Now, I hear you managed to unite the Country Ladies' Union with a unanimous vote. Well done. How is the volunteer drive for the organising committee going?
Honestly, not great, Edie. I think Madam is trying her hardest to convince everyone not to help me out. You wouldn't be interested in lending a hand, would you?
You know what, Susan? I think I will.
Oh, thank you so much, Edie. It's much more work than I thought.
No worries. It'll be a bit of fun and get our mind off this awful drought. Shall we grab a snag?
Let's.
Oh, hold on, Susan. There's Neville. Over here, Nev.
Oh, hi, love. Sorry I'm late. How did the budgies go this week?
Did you get those rabbits, butchered?
Yep, all done. Hey, son, can I grab a sausage?
Sure, Dad.
Edie, you're so lucky to have two butchers in the family. Thank God you didn't raise a vegetarian.
Thank God.
Shut up, Jacko, mate.
Oh, perfect timing. Oof.
Great bangers, mate. Coming to the pub with the boys.
Brad, I thought you were taking me to Charlie's Chinese for dinner. We haven't seen each other all week.
Nah, Katie. I'm catching up with the boys. We need to commiserate.
That's a big word for someone who can't take a hint, Bradley Hoffman. I'm not a part-time girlfriend, you know.
I gotta go, babe.
Don't expect me to be waiting for you.
I'd better get going too. Don't worry, I'll keep him in line.
Don't you start either.
I'll see you at home.
Bloody men.
Is everything okay with Brad, dear?
Just fine.
Have dinner with us tonight, dear.
May as well.
There's no rest for the wicked in Bodoo Springs, as Heather's solicitor, Brighton Fairchild, pours a quiet afternoon scotch.
Good afternoon, Fairchild residents. Brighton Fairchild speaking.
Oh, Brighton, it's Heather. So sorry to call you on a Saturday, but this is a matter of some urgency. I heard that Mrs. Carruthers has a haberdashery shop up for sale, and I thought to myself, well, really, someone has to save the smalls of this town. We can't have critical businesses like the Haberdashery Emporium closing down willy-nilly, you know.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Oh, I'm so glad you agree. I was hoping to use some of my inheritance to purchase the business, you know, for the good of the town.
Well, I'm not sure that'll be possible.
I beg your pardon? I'm sure, Brighton, that I've plenty of inheritance remaining. How could it not be possible?
Well, you see...
Spit it out, Brighton. You've been my solicitor for too long to keep things from me. What's the problem?
It's been sold.
Sold? To whom?
You know I can't disclose that information.
Of course, but couldn't you just give me a teeny-weeny little hint?
Sorry, Heather, I'm sure the ladies of Bodoo Springs will figure it out sooner rather than later.
I think I need a good stiff sherry.
Well, take care and we'll speak soon, I'm sure.
Of course, speak soon. Well, I never... I wonder who the mystery buyer is. It couldn't be Carol. Not an out-of-towner, surely. Edith? I think I need a large sherry and a good lie down.
Hello. You have telephoned Miss Heather Blythe of Bluestone House. I am currently unavailable to take your phone call. However, please do leave a message and I shall endeavour to return your call at a more suitable time.
Need some help with... I'll be coming home Saturday.
Oh my, things are heating up in Bodoo Springs. Who is this mysterious stranger that's coming to town? What will Carol's fundraising creation be next week? Will Kate forgive Boof? And most importantly, who's the mystery buyer that saved the smalls of Bodoo Springs? Join us next time as we catch up with the ladies of Bodoo Springs.